I would say that you are now on a place where we have buried something from you to protect you. And we have taken great pain to be sure that you are protected. We also need you to know that this place should not be disturbed. And we want you to know that this is not a place for you to live in. You should stay away from this place, and then you will be safe.
That's Mikael Jensen, an analyst with Sweden's Radiation Authority. He's issuing a warning to our descendants, tens of thousands of years from now. And he's asking those future humans not to enter Onkalo, a massive underground storage facility being built to house all of Finland's nuclear waste. Jensen is one of several experts on nuclear power and waste featured in the film Into Eternity. The film explores many of the logistical and philosophical quandaries around the construction of something that, if it works, might very well outlast the entire human race. This week on Making Contact, we hear excerpts of the film Into Eternity, directed by Michael Madsen.
I am now in this place where you should never come. We call it Onkalo. Onkalo means hiding place. In my time, it is still unfinished, though work began in the 20th century when I was just a child. Work would be completed in the 22nd century, long after my death. Onkalo must last 100,000 years. Nothing built by man has lasted even a tenth of that time span. But we consider ourselves a very potent civilization. If we succeed, Onkalo will most likely be the longest lasting remains of our civilization. If you, sometime far into the future, find this, what would it tell you about us?
Once mankind started to use nuclear power to generate electricity, it was obvious that we will also generate some waste, which has to be treated so that it doesn't harm anybody. And you can't make nuclear waste go away. You cannot make nuclear waste harmless. So several ways how to get rid of the waste were explored.
Send it in the rocket out to the sun. It disappears, it will never make harm to anyone.
How to ensure that the rocket doesn't explode on the launching pad or sinking it to deep sea?
We would never be able to claim that we can safely put something into the bottom of the oceans, because still we have an impression that the oceans are really the mother of all life. It's not a safe way of handling spent nuclear fuel or radioactive waste.
How much waste exists in the world today? Totally.
I'm not quite aware. I would say between 200,000 and 300,000 tons, somewhere between these two.
If this waste spills out into nature, it'll cause death and destruction. Large areas will become uninhabitable for a long, long time. Did that happen? Are there forbidden zones with no life in your time?
Hi. 100 years ago, just 3 human generations ago, when radiation was first discovered, we didn't understand that it was very dangerous, but we noticed that it can be useful, and we started to work with it. Radiation is a sort of energy which can penetrate deep into your body and harm your health. But it is an invisible danger. We have no sense for it. You cannot see it, feel it, or smell it. And still, it may even kill you. Radiation then can be described as small packages of energy. And when they hit the genetic code, the DNA molecule, they can break it, split it. If you have a very, very serious whole body exposure, you don't feel anything until 1 hour or so afterwards, where you start to feel nausea and you may vomit and you may think you have got a food poisoning. And in between you may feel better, but only after 2 weeks you start to bleed, you have diarrhea and fever. And if after a few weeks you may even die from this. Radiation can also leave a trace in you. It can change the genes, mutate the genes. It will cause malformation or disease or dysfunction. So beware. Never stay in an area with an enhanced radiation level, and never ever touch upon a strong radiation source.
So we are storing the waste today above ground in water pools. The reason why it's kept in water pools is that water creates a shield for radiation.
Keeping the waste in tanks, this is probably possible for the next 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years.
You just can't guarantee stable conditions above ground, for instance, for 100 years, let alone thousands of years. These storages, they need surveillance, they need power in order to cool the water pools, they need maintenance. We can't keep this waste forever in the water pools. There has been 2 world wars during the last 100 years. The world above ground is unstable. We have to find a permanent solution, or a more safer solution in the long run.
My civilization depends on energy as no civilization before us. Energy is the main currency for us. Is it the same for you? Does your way of life also depend on unlimited energy?
What we must do is to take care of the waste from the nuclear power plants. I think that more and more societies in countries who are using nuclear power are realizing that they also have to do something. We obtain the energy, we have used the energy. Of course, it's our mission to also take care of the waste.
There is no way of doing nothing.
This is something which ought to be the responsibility of all citizens, irrespective of whether they like nuclear power or not.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, palo!
final disposal of spent nuclear fuel hasn't been implemented anywhere so far. We are kind of a forerunners in this field. And we are dealing with very, very long time frames, meaning that this repository should last at least 100,000 years.
A very important factor for us is that the repository is self-contained. It shouldn't have to guard it in the future. It should just be able to be left. And that's a necessity because conditions on the ground will change. The conditions down in the rock will be stable and won't change. But on the surface, you never know what's going to happen. It could be wars. It could be an economic depression.
At surface, the clock runs very fast, while in the rock, it goes very, very slowly.
Yeah, it's the most stable environment we know of.
Olkiluoto in Eurajoki has been chosen as the site of the disposal facility for spent nuclear fuel. Onkalo.
We will fill the chambers of Onkalo with the nuclear waste from Finland, from just one little country in the north. After one century, we will seal Onkalo for all eternity, just like the tombs of the pharaohs and the pyramids were sealed thousands of years ago, never to be opened again.
The safety of disposal shall not be dependent on any active management, on active surveillance or any acts of human being to be safe. So it has to be fully passive.
The repository will be closed down, it will be backfilled.
The idea of this backfilling is to return the conditions pretty much to those which prevailed before we excavated the tunnel.
There will be forests, there will be houses, hopefully there will still be people living, not perhaps exactly the same persons that were there from the beginning, but perhaps their children and grandchildren will still live and use the land. We always bring up the question of the Ice Age as some kind of a very dramatic change in the situation. And of course, it will have an impact. If we look at our assumptions, the scenarios, it will happen within 60,000 years from now.
So everything disappears from here when the ice comes.
Everything gets frozen, the vegetation will die, and then this will be more like a tundra.
Would it be forgotten during an ice age? Yes, I think it would be forgotten in such a case.
If you were a person who were evaluating this concept from the outside, what would you be afraid of?
Nothing.
You're listening to Making Contact, a production of the National Radio Project. Because of support from listeners like you, this show is distributed for free to radio stations in the US, Canada, Australia, and South Africa. To find out how to support us, download shows, or get our podcasts, go to radioproject.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact. We now return to hear more of the film Into Eternity, about the Onkalo nuclear waste storage facility being built in Finland.
You are now in the tunnel. This place is not a place of honor. No esteemed deeds are commemorated here. You should not have come here. You are heading towards a place where you should never go. What is there is dangerous and repulsive. The danger will still be present in your time as it is in ours. Please turn around and never come back. There is nothing here for you. Go no further.
My personal belief is that no human intrusion will take place at any time scale ever.
You recognize that this could happen, that you might find and open Onkelo. We refer to that as human intrusion. We don't want this to happen because you may get hurt. But most of all, we are afraid of human intrusion because if Onkelo is opened, the waste will no longer be isolated from all living organisms, and we will have failed. In fact, we consider you the main threat to the safety of Onkelo.
If someone in the future is able to dig down to the repository, it will probably be a civilization of the same kind as we have presently. And in such a case, they will also be knowledgeable to know that this is a radioactive material.
Yeah, I think that's the most probable scenario, but I'm not so sure. It could be another situation. I think if someone found a facility like that in the future, they might interpret it as something religious, a burial ground, or a treasure.
If we look at the pyramids, we cannot really say that we understand everything about the significance of their erection. But we can assume that this could be the same for our repository. It will be interpreted in the same way as we interpret the pyramids. There is no clear understanding, and it is quite possible that we will not be understood by the future, especially by the distant future.
What if someone finds the repository? How should they know what it is?
Well, they should have some measuring tools to measure the radiation.
What if they don't have that?
Well, then they have to make a chemical analysis.
But what if they can't do that?
Well, if they cannot do that, then they cannot do the drilling either.
We can look back and look at ancient civilization, and they have done remarkable things. And we can just go back and look at the mining industry in Sweden, and then they, in the 16th century, they went down several hundred meters.
We must realize that the future scenarios are not just about high-tech or very low-tech, like a Stone Age scenario. We have scenarios in the middle where people may drill, but they may not understand, they may not have the technology to understand what they meet.
The design and the construction and implementation has to be done so that that no knowledge is necessary for the future, so that it can be safe also in that case that people would have lost the knowledge.
And we used to have a joke telling that when we start the digging for the repository, the first thing we will experience is a copper canister. Oh, exactly the same kind of that we want to place ourselves. Of course, you would start to think, well, there must be a reason for this.
You have the scenario of the hidden treasure. You have the idea that something is there and it is valuable and you people would start to dig for it. You could even have the scenario where people even know it is dangerous, but it's also valuable at the same time.
Could the waste also, in the future, have the value of gold or even more?
Well, just to answer the question honestly, yes. Yes, it could.
And it is a treasure. We must not... there's a lot of copper and also uranium, a lot of plutonium that could be valuable.
What is unpredictable, of course, is human behavior. That who knows why people might come and drill a hole.
There must be a reason for someone to start to dig down to 500 meters in a just average, ordinary rock.
But what could prevent them from doing it?
I wouldn't know.
But could this reason be that the knowledge about what's there is incomplete?
Of course it could, yes.
What if there was a sign that said, don't drill here?
Well, that might be a case for... let's say for a certain period of time at least.
What do you mean?
Well, if you put a marker, they are called markers.
So this is a concept or a thought that exists.
It's an idea which has been thought over, that an area where a disposal has been made could be marked using markers.
The obvious marker is an object with text on. Just like a runestone.
This is, I think, is a typical marker where you see that you have messages repeated in different United Nations languages, general information about the area, and you have more detailed information also. And that in turn is part of a whole marker system where you might have more detailed information yet if you went to another place in that same site. There would be a message kiosk, for instance. It is a more detailed message than the one on the monolith, and then you could go further on and have messages like a small library in carved rock, perhaps an underground.
What would be the content of the information?
To say that this is not an important place, it is a place of danger, and stay away from the site and not disturbing the site. These were the main messages.
We will leave written information for you in all the major languages of our time. Will you understand any of them? Can you read?
And that's, of course, a mind-boggling scenario. How do you communicate? We won't speak the same language, and we won't have the same symbols. I guess we have to find something very general.
This is where the cartoon comes in, where you have a low sophistication, but you have a robust message.
This is a attempt to give you a feeling rather than give you a detailed message. Intuitively, you would expect people to react to something frightening better than to a detailed message.
Forbidding blocks, a landscape of thorn, landscapes that would get you to feel that this is something which is wrong, this is something not inviting.
When you opened Onkalo, did you see landscapes of thorn? Did it make you hesitate? Or maybe curious. What drove you to enter? Was it the scars we left on the surface, or a rumor?
In the terms of emotional information, there was an interest in the picture of Edvard Munch, The Scream, to portray something that was negative.
It shows the feeling of despair. And it's very clear to the observer that this is not something good.
But do you think this would be clear
at all ages, at all times?
I think it has a fair chance. Yes, I do.
It's universal.
I think it is universal for humans.
We are not sure how to overcome the problem of leaving markers to warn you. Messages from long-lost civilizations were found in our times, but it took us many years to understand the language and the science. Some we still cannot read.
If it puts something that is not completely understandable to the future people, then and they suddenly just they don't understand perhaps what it means, and then they just want to find out. People are curious. And if you put those markers there, it's not clear that they understand the point that it's dangerous. And even if they understood, they still may want to know what it is. But then there's the philosophical point that some people think that it would be better to forget. Because then, by chance, it would be less likely that anybody would hit exactly the repository.
It has been discussed to let the facility...
Yes, I guess there are two schools here. Those who think that, you have to leave markers, as they are usually called, on the ground. And those people who say that it would be better to walk away and forget about the site.
Do you actually think that leaving markers creates a higher risk of intrusion?
Well, I would say so, yes.
Personally, I don't see the situation severe if the site would be forgotten over time.
But how is it possible to create oblivion and forgetting? How is it possible to make a facility like Onkalo disappear from?
Well, you say it. It's not very easy.
If we cannot rely on markers and archives, how will you know? Maybe our legends will reach you by being told over and over from generation to generation, like ancient legends have reached us. Were you warned about Onkalo through legend? Did your parents tell you stories about the fire in the burial chamber, deep in the bowels of the earth? The chamber you must always remember to forget. Onkalo is our very first permanent repository for nuclear waste. But when Onkalo is sealed a century from now, it'll hold only a fraction of the waste we have. We must build many more Onkalos far from earthquakes and volcanoes to keep the waste away from the surface of the earth. We must build many more secret chambers that we hope to hide from you.
That's it for this edition of Making Contact. Special thanks to Specialty Studios for allowing us to excerpt the film Into Eternity, directed by Michael Madsen. Check out our website, radioproject.org, to get a podcast, download past shows, or make a difference by supporting our work. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact. I'm Andrew Stelzer. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.